It has been a difficult week for Fairfax County Public Schools. With students staying home because of the pandemic, the school district tried to launch its distance learning platform this week. But the Blackboard platform ran into a host of problems, and the issues were so bad, they led school district leaders to cancel online instruction for the rest of the week so they could get things fixed. WTOP's Dimitri Sotis just spoke with Fairfax County Superintendent Dr. Scott Brabrand about what went wrong.
I want to apologize to students and parents. We fell short in having the opening that we wanted, but we remain committed to making sure we're going to get it right. We're excited that we've had a lot of kids already get to connect with teachers. Many kids experienced the first day back, the return back in a virtual world, but we had issues that prevented that from continuing. We're getting them fixed, and we're going to recommit to getting distance learning right for the rest of the school year here in Fairfax County Public Schools.
To piggyback on what you just said, what specifically is being done to fix the problem?
Right. We've identified the problems, a software issue, and we're adding patches in to address the load capacity issue. We also had some issues around school or student security, and we have put in new software that will address those security issues. We're sorry for any student or family that had to deal with those security issues, but we're putting in patches to address both the capacity issues and enhance security for our students and for our teachers so that they have the tools to ensure that their classrooms go the way they want them to go.
Part of the problem with this technology is sometimes people with bad intent can break in and start cursing or introduce material that is not appropriate for the classroom. Do you know who did that? Was that hackers or was that students?
We've been able to trace in the majority of the instances that happened the IP addresses of the folks that were involved, and we are following up appropriately. So we really plan with the solutions that we're doing to our software to make sure that things like this don't happen again.
What is being done to get teachers up to speed, and how is that training going?
Yeah, our training with teachers last week was incredible. So many of our teachers have, all of our teachers have risen to the challenge in this new distance learning environment. All of our teachers participated in training last week. I'm very proud of them. They worked extraordinarily hard. And really, our teachers, we've got to make sure we don't have technology get in the way of our teachers making those connections each and every day with our kids. And even right now, while we hit pause on our distance learning software, we are still having teachers and kids connect. Even today, in the middle of the pause, continuing to make those connections by phone call, email, or other means, because that's the difference. The teacher-student connection is the difference, and we're going to make sure that we continue that right now while we're paused and that we're ready to go next week back with distance learning, full throttle.
Superintendent Brabrand, can you tell me if you or your team were aware of this problem originally, and did you give any thought to pushing back the start date to iron things out first?
No, absolutely. We were not aware. We did not foresee this. I accept responsibility for not seeing this coming. I wish we were aware in advance, but when we started to see the issue on Monday, we knew we had to do something different, both for student security and to address load, and we're putting the software patches in place to do it. We should have been thinking ahead around these issues, and we were, but we obviously didn't catch it, and now we've looked to address the issue. We've diagnosed what it is, and we've put a fix in that we believe will solve these issues and allow us to get back on track.
Is everything still a go for Monday?
That is our plan. We're going to do everything to be ready on Monday and ensure a distance learning experience. We owe that to our community. We owe that to our students and to our teachers. And we're working round the clock to make sure that these software issues are not going to happen again.
That's Fairfax County Superintendent of Schools, Dr. Scott Brabrand.